Nancy, you've heard Jim preach hundreds, yea, thousands of sermons. Are you a critiquer afterward, or like on a Sunday morning sermon, you go to lunch, do you talk about the sermon and you tell him, well, you shouldn't have done this, or you shouldn't have done that, or this was good?
Yes, he's always wanted me to do that. And he's very open to any kind of criticism or critiquing, rather. But he always says, do it on Monday. Don't do it on Sunday. So on Monday, I would tell him, you know, I wish you'd said it this way or gone another direction with that. Or I wish you hadn't said that quite like that. He was very open to any kind of criticism.
You think she gave you good direction?
Absolutely. I sometimes would forget a name or something and look out and she'd mouth it to me and nobody knew the difference. So I'd ask her to sit near the front.
And I could do that also because one of the things that I did for him after he had preached, I typed his sermons. I took his outline from his little sticky pads he had in his Bible. I'd type his sermons and then I would put the outline with them so that if he ever wanted to preach that sermon again. He liked to preach spontaneously from his heart. Mm-hmm. If he would write it down, it would sound red.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed doing that. Mm-hmm. It was a blessing to me.
How far back do you have them?
We have all the sermons that I preached at First Methodist, and when I came there, I had about 5,000.
Okay, so you've saved them.
Oh, yes.
That answers that.
Some of them are on tape, and I have some of them typed up, not all of them.
Some on the video.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Nancy, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And you helped along the way. And so to the two of you who had a ministry together, you could never have known what's going to happen. You know, I keep thinking, just the fact that you were of a Methodist family, and then here's Oral Roberts, the Methodist, and then you end up in a Methodist church. I mean, there was a plan, wasn't there?
Oh, yes, there was. We never suspected any of it. Every place we've been asked for or surprised. When we went, only place we chose, just picked it up and did it, was going back to get the doctorate. But I wanted to catch up on my reading, and I didn't want to keep preaching in the church like it was.
Yeah.
When Nancy and I were at Emory, we had this bishop she talked about. She had to write a paper on Isaiah. I gave her an outline on the paper I'd written on Isaiah. And it bothered her, and we ran into him at a bank in Atlanta before we came to RU, and Nancy said, Bishop Harrell, I want to apologize to you. I used the outline in one of Jim's paper once, and I won't tell you about that and repent of that. He said, what'd you make on it? She said, I made a B plus. He said, if you hadn't used Jim's outline, I bet you'd made an A. So, you know, it was a wonderful association.
You're 80 years old, and some people think that 80 years old is supposed to be old.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you speak with a memory like you could be 60 years old.
Well, and thank you.
It's true, and you ought to feel real good about that, and both of you, at this so-called elder age.
Well, we do.
You speak and think young.
Mm-hmm. I remember things back further, and that's an old person's sign. But the details of them better than I remember the details right now. I'd like to have another decade. And I hope that then Nancy and I die together in a plane crash.
Thank you very much for this time. It was wonderful.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate you doing this. It's an honor. I didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve it.
You did.
Yeah. I appreciate you doing this. I wanted to do this.